time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, before we give away the Sixers pregame show with Brian Seltzer, Tom McGinnis, it is sound off. And the sound off line is 610-771-9705. Is that what it is? Is it 215? I forget. What's the sound off line?
That's 610.
610-771-9705. Yeah, I'm all messed up. Let's get to it.
I mean, I hope and pray the Sixers come back from the dead and win the series. But if they don't get a head coach in here that has a feel for the game of basketball, because this guy certainly does not.
52 games, bro. He didn't have a feel. Come on, man.
But is he as good as the other coach?
No, he's not. Brad Stevens is a better coach. Brad Stevens is better than a lot of coaches. All right? But he won 52 games, the guy. He's not a stiff.
Brett Brown here, coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. In order to beat the Boston Celtics, I thought I needed to use my United Nations lineup and out-neuro the Boston Celtics. And by having violent touch and adult screens, we could do this. But it is clear that we do not match up athletically, and Robert Covington is our best hope.
We do not match up well. You're right, Brett.
Scotty won't get on because you're not going to agree with it, but we all know Covington's stuff, right? And Brett Brown hasn't done anything different. I don't care what you think about this. Justin Anderson has to play. You're going to say, you're going to pound the table, do whatever, Justin Anderson, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Covington then ain't working. We don't know that Justin Anderson doesn't work. Have to mix it up.
No, I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you at this point. Wait, I'd be an idiot. What? They're down 0-3. What am I going to say? Keep the same lineup?
He made that call on Saturday before.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
really?
Right after the game, he's angry. He made that call right away. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You missed. I'm applying your logic. Your logic from the Eagles season to this Sixers season, which is very simply, expectations can change as the season goes on. So a four-game sweep or losing in five to a depleted JV team in the Celtics, nah, not a successful season. I don't care about any of the fans that are calling in and saying it's been a success.
No.
If you would have asked me back in October or November, if making it to the second round would be a success. No. Expectations change.
I totally agree with you. It's not a successful season. But calling Boston a JV team, seriously, you're watching this team play. They look like a JV team to you. They're good.
He's saying it's their JV team because Hayward and Kyrie.
Oh, it's their JV team.
Not that they're JV
compared
to the Sixers.
Yeah, well, their JV team's pretty damn good.
Hey, Mike, just wondering, has the Fultz trade reached the top three of all-time bad Sixers trades? I think it has, and it's still got room to go to number two.
No, yeah, you gotta wait that out.
Oh, man, I'm hitting the panic button. Anyway, anybody who doesn't see this team needs that third piece, needs LeBron James, is blind. I don't want anybody else. I want LeBron here. And I just think this series just made that so much harder. Brett Brown, out-coached. Unbelievable.
I can't even fathom it. To be honest with you, I was hopeful. I'm no longer hopeful. So I'm not even going to talk about it anymore.
You know what I noticed today, Mike?
What's that?
Not a single person called today and say, hey, Mike, you know, I don't want LeBron on this team because he'll mess it up.
Yeah.
No one called about that today.
Well, because they know they're not going to get him anyway. Yeah, because LeBron's going to look at this team and go, they're not close. I'm not coming here.
And no organic people called today.
Nah,
where are they at?
No organic people didn't call today.
Amazing how the world works. The entire season, we're screaming at Ben Simmons to shoot the ball. Shoot, Ben. I don't care if you make it. Just shoot. And the one time we don't want you to shoot, just chuck it up. What's going on?
Did make two jumpers, though. That was a victory.
He did make two jumpers.
Yes, he did.
Mike, you're right. We don't have a Jason Tatum. Someone to close out a game. He's supposed to be our Markelle Fultz, except we should have the better player. We don't have a Terry Rozier. No, that's supposed to be Jared Bayless. That's what we brought him in for. I just feel like this team has been overrated, and when you said Boston was just another team and that we would blow through them in five or six games, I really believed it.
Yeah, well, I shortchanged the Boston Celtics. That's for damn sure.
When your process involves drafting Markelle Fultz, over Jason Tatum, then you have no process. Your process is dead. I think we need to blow this whole thing up now and start a new process. But we're witnessing, it's just the process before the process.
Come on, man. Blow the whole thing up. You got two transcendent players. They're going to carry you for, you know, the next 7 to 10 years. Markelle Fultz, you don't know still whether he can play or not. It was a year that was totally messed up. So you'll have a better idea next year. Blow it up. Come on. This team won 52 games.
There are a lot of people, just so you know, Mike, on social media who are saying that since you processed to get those two players and you don't have enough now, it's time to process again to get more players because they don't have any other options in their minds.
It's ridiculous. You got two players you're building around them.
So their GM and coach are significantly better. Their players are smarter and more athletic. They have the Sacramento unprotected first-round pick this year. We'll be chasing the Celtics for years.
Yeah, they don't have the Sacramento unprotected pick this year, so don't worry about it.
What happened to us? Philadelphia fans used to be knowledgeable, used to watch your sport. We have Joel Embiid and Simmons, and then the rest of the team is an average Saric, a role player in J.J. Redick, and then two players that went through waivers, that are waiver claims in Silva and Bellinelli. We don't have a solid, deep team, yet everyone wants to castrize Bet Brown.
Well, you weren't complaining about Bellinelli and Silva a little earlier. All of a sudden, they're stiffs now. They're stiffs because the other team has made them look like stiffs. The other team's better. Get over it. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
Oh, it's time for the...